It's 7 minutes past six on Breakfast, and James Carlton joins us right now. Hello, James.
Hi, Fran, and tributes in the press, of course, to Robin Williams, one of a kind, Tears for a Clown, comic genius, left his mark on us all, says the Daily Telegraph. Williams brought laughter and tears, the Australian. The papers we have, world news is Australian news because of the visit of John Kerry. And allies plan new curbs on jihadists. Bishop Kerry proposed a UN meeting. We have New South Wales political turmoil. It was Labor, now it's Liberal. Premier's poll nightmare as disgraced MPs quit. First we had Barry O'Farrell resign, now the new Premier's facing two of his MPs having to quit the Parliament. Two by-elections coming up, which the government will find it very difficult to win. Mike Baird is the Premier's name. Mike's Baird day out. Coalition considering PPL changes to win over Senate. The Abbott government is weighing up a shift on strategy to on paid parental leave to help overcome some Senate objections. Looking forward to hearing Fran's interview with Clive Palmer later in the show. MCG infuriates AFL. The Melbourne Cricket Ground will stage three multi-million dollar International Champions Cup soccer matches next year at the G. Key dates in the AFL season. So that's got the AFL worried. What about the markets? The Dow Jones flat, the S&P 500 down 0.1%, the NASDAQ down 0.3%, the FTSE flat in London, the DAX down 1.2%. That's the heaviest fall, and Paris down 0.9%.